Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies. This is going to be an introduction to the Peaceful Revolution. So you might ask, what is the Peaceful Revolution? Well, it is a movement to follow and live by the teachings of the one who said, "My peace I give to you," and "Blessed are the peacemakers." So before we carry that idea out, let's take a quick look at defining the two words that make up the title Peaceful Revolution. Well, what does peaceful mean? Peaceful really has two meanings. The one that's popular is really basically lack of conflict, and this really deals with outward things. So if you can think of a park or something, and there's a bunch of people calmly sitting around enjoying each other and not harassing each other, there's just calm peace there. That's a peaceful setting versus some, you know, rally where there's two sides that are conflicting and there's anger and contention. You know, that would be a lack of peace. So the first definition commonly understood as peaceful is that it's tranquil, calm, people are not in conflict. But the more important definition of peaceful is internal rather than external, meaning a person can be at peace if they themselves are at harmony and peace and calmness with themselves. They have satisfaction and contentment. They're not angry. They're not looking for conflict. They have inner peace, and really that's the bigger part of what the Peaceful Revolution is about. But I put that word in there specifically because this revolution is peaceful. We don't use anger and we don't use violence and force to accomplish the goals of the Peaceful Revolution. Secondarily, what does revolution mean? Well, here are two valid definitions of the concept of revolution. The first one is this, and this is from the dictionary, quote, "The usually violent attempt by many people to end the rule of one government and start a new one," unquote, or, quote, "a sudden, extreme, or complete change in the way people live, work, etc." Unquote. So just to make sure people know this revolution does not use violence, we include the name peaceful. Both definitions apply to the peaceful revolution that I'm referring to, although not the violence part. This revolution does seek to replace one style of government with another. It does seek to end the rule of a certain type or form of government or leadership and replace it with another one, a superior one. The second definition of revolution is a more accurate description of the essence of the peaceful revolution. This revolution certainly calls for people to partake in a sudden, extreme, or complete change in how we live and work. The leader of the revolution defines his revolution through how differently his followers will live their lives out on the earth. He calls his followers to change from one way of both viewing and living life to a totally new and different and superior one. This is both radical and revolutionary. The leader of this revolution has been around for a long time, and yet his message has always been revolutionary to every generation since he first proclaimed the message, and his message is quite simple. Truly, actually make him the leader of your life. He says, "Follow me." He doesn't say, "Follow all these people that represent me or claim to represent me." Not all those millions of people who claim to somehow represent him. This will require that you first get to know him and then leave those who falsely claim to speak for him or who falsely claim to represent him, his father, and the kingdoms that he speaks of, especially the leaders of the religious organizations they call the church. Now, how can you identify these people you need to leave? Well, because they don't speak, quote, use, or live by my sayings, that is Jesus' sayings or Joshua's sayings, to understand or order their life, but rather they listen to and speak other people's words. You must give up that which the world considers valuable. That's another part of this peaceful revolution. We have to stop living for money and the things money buys and instead live for love and rightness, as he defines those things. If we do this, then we will live and we will change and things will change around us. So this revolution will lead to an inward peace in an individual's life. And that inward peace will transform us. And it will be found in and through the person who says, "My peace I give you." And once we come into that life, much hard work will follow. The success of the peaceful revolution depends on we who choose to follow the one leader everyone ought to have. So, as you might have guessed at this point, that leader is Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. I call him Joshua of Nazareth simply because the term Jesus and Jesus Christ, the phrase, has become essentially meaningless because of the thousands and thousands of Christian sects that basically create a Christ in whatever image they want to serve their life in this world and to entertain them and to get them what they want. That's not the real historical Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth that I will speak about in these messages. So how do we join the peaceful revolution? Well, the first step is that we have to become a follower of the real historical Joshua of Nazareth, who reveals the Creator through his own words and actions in the four Gospels, not through all these other people that claim to represent him. You need to get to know him through his own words. That's what we disciples do. So to become a follower of the light, you must first see that you have been living a selfish life, bound by self, pride, and fear, that you have been chasing after empty and meaningless things like money, and that you have, in fact, ignored your Heavenly Father for your adult life, that you are guilty of not living by true love, and thus you have wrongfully treated other people. If you can truly see yourself as such, then you will need to truly feel remorse and deeply desire to change. And that, dear listener, is a beautiful place to be. That's the place I was at almost 30 years ago now. And it's a place that every human being needs to get. So next, what's the next step after you come to that place of realizing, you know, I haven't been a good human being. I haven't lived by love. I have lived a selfish life. And most of my decisions have been based on self-pride or fear and my refusal to learn, you know, all these things. Once you come to see yourself as that and that you have that remorse and you really want to change, the next step is that you do go to the one who offers eternal life and learn from him, not anyone else or other than other disciples. You must make Joshua of Nazareth the master of your life. He must truly be your leader, not some other person. As disciples, we appreciate older disciples or more mature disciples or more knowledgeable disciples, but we don't see them as our leader. We don't see them as having authority. Disciples don't have authority over one another. All the authority that we experience is from the one that we call our master, that is, Joshua of Nazareth. He's the only leader from a standpoint of authority that disciples have. And that's what sets us apart from the religious system that men create and maintain and propagate and profit from. We're not part of that system. We've come out of that system and we're just trying to help one another live a good and right life. So after you are what he says, born from above, that is you see yourself as and you see your needs as being guilty of living a selfish life. And then you've turned to Joshua of Nazareth by faith. You've placed your faith away from yourself and the other things you might have been trusting in, like money or careers or other stuff, and you put your faith in him. The next thing that we have to do is we have to go and find others, disciples, and start to practice true love with them. We must join with other disciples and start to become a manifestation of both the peaceful revolution and the city on the hill that the light speaks of, the little flock that he speaks of, and a light in the world that he calls his followers to be. That, dear listener, is where the latest manifestation of the peaceful revolution begins anew. I have no doubt it's happened many times over the years. And it needs to happen now. There is so much conflict in this world right now, so much fear, so much self-pride and arrogance. People have to be saved out of that. People have to be saved from themselves. God is not the God that Christianity portrays. He's not the wrathful, vengeful God, you know, who's wanting to kill millions of people like he does and supposedly says he does there in the Hebrew scripture. That's not the God or the Creator that Joshua of Nazareth reveals to mankind. Instead, the Creator that Joshua reveals to mankind is a God of true love, a God of patience, a God of compassion. That is the heart and core of the God of the real, the true, and the living God, the creator of the life on the earth that Joshua of Nazareth reveals. It's very important that we turn away from this schizophrenic Christian God that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays he's wrathful and vengeful and wanting to destroy people, and then on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays he's you know, loving and patient and compassionate. Sorry, those two attributes of character cannot coexist in one being. They are mutually exclusive, and that's one of the great lies or falsehoods of Christianity, to present this schizophrenic God that is really more fearful than a God that would be one way or the other, because as you can imagine, a child who has a dad who on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is kind and patient and loving and compassionate, and then on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays he's strict, he's walking around with a baseball bat beating you for every little tiny infraction, threatening to destroy you in hell. I mean, can you imagine that child's perception of their dad if he behaved that way? I mean, that child would be in total fear, not knowing, you know, what's going to happen next. Is this God going to crush me because I'm not holy like the religious people say, or is he? Does he love me? Does he care about me? Again, that's a clever creation. Men and women create God in their own image, and Christianity is no different than any other religion in that respect. They've created a God in their own image. So the peaceful revolution is all about making the real historical person of Joshua of Nazareth your master, coming out of this sad, dark world, and then becoming a people that provides the solution that people really need. Solutions that politics and governments and businesses and economic systems, all these things don't solve. You know, problems like greed. Greed is not solved by politics. It's not solved by political solutions. Or people being hopeless and killing themselves and by the millions putting themselves on drugs to dull their hopelessness. That's not solved by some economic model or new social program or government, you know, philosophy or policy. Those are only solved by love and faith in the Father who cares for us. So until next time, become a real student of the light of the world by actually making him your master, and thus reading and seeking to understand his words and teachings. Then, please, get a little faith, courage, and love, and come change the lives of many people. Come live the most noble life possible and join the peaceful revolution. Please contact me for more information on how you can be part of the peaceful revolution.